So, what's going on? I saw you left the gang, and I just wanted to check in on you.
You know where my heart's at with the club. I've been there right beside you for years. We've hung out. We're close. You're my true friend, but I gave my life to God, and I cannot be in this club and serve my Savior at the same time. I have to go this way. My life is in shambles. I've lost my wife. I ain't seen my daughter. My life is shattered. And I need God to help restore it so that I can be made new. So man, why don't we pray together and maybe God can help you out a little too?
Hey bro, we're good. We've all ended up somewhere we didn't anticipate. Some places are harder to get out of than others. Aaron Keller was born and raised in Pampa, Texas. He found himself in a lifestyle that wasn't contrary to his beliefs as a Christian. He was the president of the Bandito Motorcycle Club in two different regions. In The Prayer of a Bandito, an adaptation of an interview held with Aaron, Lupe will be portraying the old self, and Ryan will be portraying the new self of Aaron. And we will be showing a rendition of the inner conflicts that he faced throughout the end of his motorcycle club career.
I need to get out of this. I'm losing everything. My wife, my kid, what can I do to save this?
Everything is fine. What are you talking about? We're making more money than ever. Suck it up a little. They respect you. Better than that, they fear me.
What am I doing? I know better than this, God.
You still believe that?
I've been living a life of sin. I know what's right and wrong. I give you my life. Restore my marriage, God, please. I'm through with this motorcycle club. I want you, God. You're all that I need. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm getting divorced. God, what are you doing? I just gave you my life, and you're taking away my marriage. Aren't things supposed to get easier about now?
I told you it wouldn't work. It's foolish. Stop wasting your time. Talking to the sky won't get us anywhere. You're dragging me down. You're throwing everything that we've worked for away because of some deity.
I still love her.
Her again? She doesn't love you. She doesn't want anything to do with you. She could care less if you were dead. Go ahead. Kill yourself. You might as well.
God, is there still hope?
Why don't you listen to me anymore? It's like I'm talking to myself over here.
God, I trust you. I have faith that you will restore my marriage. I know this to be true, God. Amen.
I'm glad you're talking to me again. I sort of missed you. Nothing more satisfying than a cold one with an old friend, right?
Oh, my pastor's calling again.
Just don't pick it up. You don't need to talk with him. You've got me. Am I not good enough?
You're right. It's just been so stressful recently.
You want to talk it out with a bud?
I've just been feeling so lonely. Oh, wait, he's calling again. He says he really wants to talk to me. Should I go?
No! You've tried this before. God won't save you. Your marriage will never be fixed. Give up. It's over.
I think I should go. God, I know that my marriage may be over, but I'm okay with that. I've got you, and that's all I need. I trust you, God. I actually trust you. Whatever plan you have for me, I submit. Whether it be getting my wife back or not, I will live my life for you. You're all that I need.
So through the help of friends and family, Aaron's marriage was restored. He now lives happily with his wife and their daughter. They both attend church regularly and are still relying on the power of prayer.
God, thanks for restoring my marriage. Thanks for restoring me. Though I was in sin, you remained faithful. You were always there in the midst of my darkest times. So thanks, God, for making me new.